Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, look, the one that I would like to get to next is the automated ball strike system. I think that, you know, the consistency that this system would produce in terms of calling balls and strike, additional consistency, I think will be helpful in terms of player performance. If you know where the pitch is going to be, and there's real consistency to it, only the consistency that technology can produce, I think that's a good thing for the game. And I think particularly in high leverage situations, fans deserve to see a system where a bad call can be corrected.
So that's Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball, making the announcement that ABS challenge system, which has been in the minors for a while, this has been one of Jason's pet peeves, that they've got the technology in the minors, not using in the majors. Well, guess what? Starting next year, this will be in the majors. Each team will start with two challenges apiece. If you get them right, you keep your challenge, and you will get extra challenges and extra innings. And this will be in the playoffs and at every stadium. So how are you feeling about this?
Well, it would really be – how major league would it be where it's
yes,
going-
some.
Only in certain markets.
We can't use it in Sacramento or
only like Chicago. If your payroll is above $200 million, yes. Then we put it in your stadium.
Yes.
I hate agreeing with that guy, but I have to agree with everything he said. Now, this is years too late. But yeah, we don't have to hear about baloney about what the umpires union would think of this or that or the other. It has been absolutely ludicrous that I could go to an International League game and see in real time things adjudicated at a level markedly above the MLB level. That's shameful that that's been going on. And it won't go on too much longer. I wish they could jerry-rig this in time for the playoffs because, I mean, why? Well, I mean, it's the biggest games of the year and we have the technology and we're not using it. But, yeah, I'm completely and utterly here for it.
It's just the biggest no-brainer thing ever. And anyone that watches sports wants to see the correct call. And now you have the ability to challenge it. And especially with a lot of these guys in the majors now, they already are used to it from the minors. And I know they implemented it this year at a lot of spring training sites as well.
You've seen this in action. For fans that haven't, just
didn't
explain
do
to them.
It in the All-Star game?
Yeah, but maybe they didn't watch the All-Star game. Just explain to people how easy this system is.
The catcher or the hitter motions to the ump that they want that last pitch reviewed. It's all every pitch in real time is being reviewed by the system. So all they do is put the system on the scoreboard and everybody sees for themselves, including the ump, whether it was a ball or strike, just like the stat cast you would see on your phone. And that's it. It's over. We move on.
It's not something that drags out the game or anything. It's
30
it's
seconds.
Instant. Exactly.
So we're all in favor of that. Can I ask you guys a question? Because I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Okay.
Because there's mooks and shills out there talking about the great job Manzolino's done and how they're like five games over 500 since he took over.
Which is a great
record.
So let
me ask you this. So the Cleveland Guardians have one of their starting pitchers, Luis Ortiz, ripped out of their rotation for gambling.
Yes.
Then they have their closer.
Same thing.
The best closer, top five closer in baseball.
Yes.
And it happens to him. And they sell at the deadline.
Yes.
And nope, there's like two guys on that team with an OPS above the league average.
Mm-hmm. They got my guy, Jose Ramirez,
though. They
jerry-rig
their bullpen every year from year to year with a bunch of internal arms who actually can get people out.
Yes.
And they traded Bieber, right? They get Bieber back from surgery. They trade him. They took a chance on Means. He hasn't thrown a pitch for him. And they got a chance to win their division. The Miami Marlins have not been eliminated from playoff contention yet. They've been selling forever We give him Kyle Stowers. He's got a 9 OPS. They lose him to an oblique injury the last 2 months of the season, and they're not mathematically eliminated. And yet this team isn't even going to flirt with 500. And there's people saying that what's going on in there is special. Now, they're getting unbelievable pitching, right?
Yes.
You got one guy with a 1.3 ERA. Nobody scored off of Bradish since he's come back. Nobody scored off of Wells.
Yep.
And you're going to finish last place in your division
because they can't score any runs. They can't hit.
But I'm just saying, like, because we get too caught up in the insular word of Baltimore, especially people in the media here. Go look at what's happening. There are horse bleep teams that are going to make the playoffs. It's completely and utterly watered down.
Yep.
And these guys aren't within a country mile. And there's people pretending that the lack of player development and things shouldn't be absolute disclaimers for a reboot. Like, why couldn't... You're telling me the Guardians have... If this core exists...
It doesn't exist.
If this core exists, you're telling me the Guardians have more talent than the Orioles?
They have Jose Ramirez, who's a dude, and they don't have a dude.
That's all they've got.
Yeah.
They cut Santana. They don't want to pay him anymore.
Yeah.
Right? They traded the second baseman before the season started, and they traded the first baseman before the season started.
I would say this. I think both things can be true. Do I think what Mancino has done is special? No, absolutely not. And of course,
I want him to be the Marlins. I'm too much of an ass for this bunch of cowards in the warehouse to give me a team that could be the Marlins.
Sure, it's not special, but I will say they have a better record at this point than I thought they would have when Mancino took over. That's what I'm saying.
Do I
think he should get the job?
That doesn't make this good.
No, I'm not saying he should get the job.
They're 6-0 against the White Sox and 500 against everybody else. I mean, that we're selling that now. Like, this is how little they think of you as people who pay real money to go to this. Like, there's people willing to peddle to you that this isn't abject failure. Look at what the Marlins are doing. We don't even get that.
Well, we did that Friday, what the message it would send. And the message would be, hey, we're going to run it back with the same group. We had horrific injury luck. These guys are going to be healthy. The
baseball
young guys
gods
are going to take the next step. And that's the message that you're sending if you keep
messing. Just for the record, I am not on board with bringing Tony Manziel. I want a real manager.
Go look at the Pirates' record since they fired Derek Shelton. It's pretty similar to Manziel. Nobody would be a jamoke enough in Pittsburgh to try to tell you that everything's okay there. And hey, we've been drafting in the top five too, and we'll just call a couple guys up, and that Connor Griffin kid will be there by the middle of the season, and we'll be okay because they've been losing forever, and nobody would stomach that. How is that? How are people willing to peddle that around here?
By the
shameful
way, we have to step out, and we're not getting back to the Ravens in a minute, so I do have to give you some breaking news. The Ravens officially announced they're signing defensive tackle Taven Bryan and Josh Tupou, who has been on this roster for a while, because not only is Nnamdi Matabike in this nebulous Wednesday coming back.
You know what those are sunglasses at night moves. Those are power moves. Sunglasses at night.
Travis Jones missed a lot of time on Monday night. He's dealing with something. He might not be on the practice field when they're out there today. So they brought in two defensive tackles.
Isaiah Pacheco, I formation under center. Andy Reid's not stupid.
Coming up next, college football's been wild and wacky. How about best bets from the world of college football with our guy, Tim Murray from VSiN, next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.